channel two right, and the beginning of the visit with Cookie, all by himself, with Faye, this Saturday afternoon, the 14th of October, 72. Channel two right, and beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Saturday afternoon, the 14th of October, 72.
Everything goes backwards with me.
So are you talking to the wrong fellow now? Ain't nothing been right to me.
I can even get a decent answer out of the doctor, by gosh.
Is that right?
Lord, no.
Not even a decent answer out of the doctor?
No, they come up with something else all the time.
Nothing gone right for me all summer. This has been the worst summer I ever spent.
Me too.
I've been in better shape in Korea than I was over here. I wouldn't want to be in Korea in the wintertime now. I was 50 below or whatever you said.
No, that's not very pleasant, but...
I don't want to be able to touch something and not get...
Get
loose from it. They don't know where I'm going to the house. That's a killer right there. Oh, no. I'll tell you what. I went in them calves, Cookie, and these fences were so bad... I couldn't wait on them. About the time you had Ada over here.
Yeah.
Just about the same time. And I didn't have any fence that hold anything. They just went to just walk right through any of them. I had the office time. I could tell you one or two stories I got into. You know what the sort of things I get into?
Yeah.
Well, that was some of it. Out there one night, they was so bad, I took that little shivy. No. I took Faye's old. And I had that new spotlight. And I put the cows in the corral. And I put the calves out here. And the only thing that would hold anything was the corral. Only way I could keep the calves away from the cows.
Just put them in the corral.
Yes. And whenever them calves went down there to the corral and start bawling, I'd go down there with a 2x4 and just knock the fire out of them. And I had that spotlight and I'd shine it on them and I'd raise them with that car. I did that up till 2:00 in the morning.
Goodness gracious.
That's the truth, too.
And they finally, let me tell you what they did. They finally went clear over there in the far corner. Just one little nest.
That's why it's more bare over there, I guess, in that corner.
Yeah.
All the weeds trough down.
Yeah. And you know, they stayed there from 2:00 in the morning until 7:00. They didn't venture out of there. They was afraid to show their nose. And you know, for the next week or two, I couldn't even get close to them. I couldn't feed them. Not unless I just put the feed there and went off somewhere else. And then I had the vet out here, and he brought some little 2x4 fella. And he stood out there. All he did, he's too busy to do much. So I said, all right, just go ahead and work the calves. And them poor little calves, you see, all you had to do to drench them or anything was just hold the head, put your leg under the head.
Yeah.
And gently as they were, you see, they couldn't hurt anything. And what did that little bastard do? He put that nose clip in there and held them up there, you see, and they bawled. You could hear them cleared up to the store.
Of course, I drenched your cows out there one time, your big cows, and didn't put no nose clip in.
Oh, that's right.
I held them with my hand.
Yeah, that's right.
And as crippled up as I am, I can do it today.
Yeah.
As long as my left hand's good.
Sure.
All you do with your right hand is hold the bottle.
Yeah.
That's right.
I can do it today.
Sure you could.
So, I
may be strong because it isn't.
And you see, there I was doing the work, you know. I always have to bring them up. And that little bastard up there at the front with that nose clip, and I didn't realize what was going on until afterwards. And I could just have kicked myself. Everything been gone wrong.
And then that, and we just crazy about Ada. That's the cutest mule I ever saw.
But the shape I was in, I couldn't even.
We didn't have, the fences were all down.
Well, see, I couldn't keep running horse on. My fence ain't no good.
Well,
I just. Next day after I took her home, I found her a new one. Sure did.
Oh, she was a bird. I liked Ada.
The more we thought about her, the more we liked her.
Oh, yeah. And see, you know, there's nobody done a day's work around here in 2 or 3 years.
No, sir, not even me.
Well, me or a guy either.
I've not done nothing.
We haven't either.
Every time we get time off, we go over and have a picnic or got something to fret about.
And now I ain't able. I can't do nothing. Can't pick up nothing.
Now that's the shape. That's the shape you got in, you see. These old fences, when I started out, they see they were so rotten they would not stay up. Now they won't.
And it looks like I'm going to be in worse condition in the near future than I've been in the past. They may have to go back in me.
Cookie?
They found more the last time I was in Tampa.
Found more?
Yeah. They wanted me to stay there and I wouldn't do it. No, I'm going back to work. Sure did.
Well, now, the last time we saw you, you were going to Tampa that Friday.
Yeah. I went.
That's been a month.
I've been twice in the past month.
Oh, you've been since then?
Oh, yeah. See, I went then, they took, tested my liver. And then this last time I was down there, well, they read me the results and showed me the results.
Liver?
That's malignant.
You know, I've sat right in front of this awesome. I don't mean just had it on.
That's the reason me and you ain't either one of us worth a nickel.
That's right.
We ain't been out. That's just exactly the reason. I mean, you can just lay down and sit down, and the first thing you know, you did.
Yes. You're just not worth shooting.
That's right. That's just the way I am right now. I go over there and ride my tractor out on campus and sit there all day long. Do all that money. They took me off for 2 weeks. Doctor did. All I did was go out there and stand around, and they cut my wages back $1.09 an hour. And I can't go that road.
Give you another classification.
Yeah, back as groundman one, starting salary $2.10 an hour. Cut me from $3.19 to $2.10.
All at a whack.
All at one time. Man, darn, but time I pay my insurance and all everything, I might as well not even go to work.
I'm telling you, you got an overhead now.
I gotta make $600 a month before I even have money to pay buy my gas. Right now. I gotta have $600 before I can even buy gas. My automobile.
Well, that's pretty steep.
There ain't one way to get it unless you get out there and work for it. That's right, tore my truck up, had that accident. I'm broke up. Take me 10 years to see daylight one more time. 10 years. There ain't no other way.
I tell you, she goes down fast, doesn't she?
But I made up my mind, I don't care what comes or what goes, my horses stays. They can't deprive a man of all his luxury and all his pride. They can't take all of it away from him. There ain't no way.
Yeah, they don't know whose horses they made anyhow.
If push comes to shove, they darn sure ain't mine. They got everything else just about.
Oh? My cookie?
They got me down to where I can't have but one automobile.
Even to trade with. You can't even trade.
Nothing have anything in my name. I can't even take a check in my name in trade. I can't have more than $100 in the bank. They'll get it. That's just how sure they'll get it.
Well, somebody must be pushing that.
By gosh, they are. They're pushing it. The insurance commission is pushing it.
Well, the state's doing it.
You blame right, the state's doing it.
I never heard of that before. Did you?
Yeah, they've got the right to. That's what they're for. Make little fellas like me suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frank ain't helping me a bit in the world. He's just running helter-skelter, won't pay a bit of attention to me. Won't help me with my truck after him tearing up. He won't help me with it. I got out there and lifted and tugged and drudged, and he won't help me. He's been expelled from school 3 times already this year.
3?
Yeah.
I heard he'd straightened up pretty well.
I did too till I got that.
Had that now pretty steady for a good while.
Yeah.
Steady. I remember when it started.
I got to figuring out this the other day. This past summer, that boy has actually run through with just a little better than $6,000 for me. Not counting. I mean actual face value on my property that he has run through with and tore up and got rid of.
That's not counting this wreck or anything.
That's not counting what I've got to pay for this wreck.
Yeah. But the next wreck is on him.
You blame right. The next wreck is on him because I don't care what comes up. If he's driving my car, I'm not giving him permission to drive nothing. And if anything, if he wrecks it, he stole it, by golly.
never saw a time it happened, did you?
If he wrecks it, he stole it. That's just that simple.
You never got into any such scrapes as that yourself.
No. All I had to ride in was a horse.
Yeah.
Or a walk.
And when you got a car, you had to keep it up.
When I got a car, I bought it out of my own pocket. I knew how I got it. It was a 32 Chevrolet. I used $35 for it. And that $35 come harder than $350 today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I sure did.
Yeah. Hard to get.
Yes, yeah, my father.
Yes, sir.
That was 1946.
Yes, sir, I'm telling you, that was... Whew! Isn't it amazing? It was hard to lay your hand on a piece of money.
Why, a nickel looked like a $10 bill.
Sure.
Sure did. Now then, why, he'd go out and spend $25 or $30 in the night and think nothing about it, Frank Will.
Yeah. Well, we had some pretty good times over here for a while, as long as it lasted. But you see, you and me went down at the same time.
Yeah. The props fell out from under both of us just about the same time.
Yes. Clear out.
Neither one of us wasn't able to help the other one.
No.
That's just that simple.
That's right.
Just about that simple.
Yeah.
But if I can get on this medication and get this disease stable, I'll be all right. I know it'll never be cured, there ain't no way. But if I can just get it stable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is stable.
Well, what do you think it'll take to keep it stable? Is it something you eat or something?
No. I know better, but I don't do better. I know what to do. I know what'll make it, will help to keep it stable. Once I get it stable, and help to get it that way. I slow down.
Yeah.
Rest.
Yeah.
Which I don't do. I can't do. But how in the world can a man lay down and rest with a burden, a load on his back like I've got now?
And you still got that taxing.
Still got it. Go pick her up in the morning. Go back to work myself. Take her to work at night. Come back home. Then I pick her up on Saturday morning. Bring Frank down here. Seven days a week. There ain't no way getting out of 200 miles a day and I still don't go no place.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. There ain't no way out of it.
Yeah.
Well, of course, if you couldn't get up out of the bed, there'd be a way out of it. They just couldn't do it. They'd find a way, could you?
Well, that's the only way they'll ever find one.
Think they'd be better off if you dead or alive?
They'd be better off if I dead. I would too.
Yeah.
Well, that's the truth. Yeah, I had to go pay a $487 gas bill that they run up last summer. $487 worth.
That far back?
Yeah.
Gee whiz, gee whiz.
Sure did.
I got $450 to pay on the insurance before the 1st of November. My $440 is what I want to get. Cost me $1,040 and I paid $6 out.
I tell you, it just takes money, doesn't it, Cookie? You think you can live on nothing or do on nothing, and you just can't.
I just can't, and I just can't make enough. I mean, on one job, I just can't do it because I've got no help. It takes 125 to $150 every week for them to eat and pack lunches and jockey around their house. Now that's what it takes.
That's just a sort of carrying charge. That's just a beginning.
Yeah. Then I've got to pay out of my pocket $600 before I even buy my gas every month since Frank wrecked my truck.
Well, that almost takes my breath just to think about it.
Been them cutting my salary over there? Man, I tell you, they might as well cut my throat. They did cut my throat when they cut my salary. Because I had to go get me another job. I had to make that money. Sure did.
They don't allow you, the insurance commission don't allow you that much money before you start paying. $5,000, you said, is all he allowed you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't get by on $5,000.
No, there ain't no way for me to get by on $5,000. There ain't no way. But you see what tore me up so bad? Helen and Laura both. It's working. They're making the $5,000 a year.
Yeah. And that counts against you?
That counts against me.
Anybody in the family?
Well, Frank don't, because he's not, he just turned 18, see? And at the time of the accident, he was only 17. At the time of the accident, Laura was 18, see? And Frank don't make enough to buy cigarettes anyway.
Count his expenses.
He, you know, well, Helen, he had to get money from Helen last week to buy his lunch. Sure did. And he made $38 last weekend. And let's see, when was I saw Helen last? Thursday night when I took her to work. Well, Mr. Sherman come and got her last night, Friday night. Last night was Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sherman come and got her last night. Night before last night I took her to work. And she had to give Frank money Thursday and yesterday to buy his lunch with the school.
$38. Well, I wrote that damn thing and didn't turn it on. That's smart, ain't it?
$38 in less than a week.
Just nothing at all.
He won't buy himself no clothes. The raggedier he looks, by golly, the better he likes it.
You never has gone in much for clothes, have you?
No. He'd be a thoroughbred hippie if it wasn't for me.
Uh-huh.
He would. He wouldn't even have his hair cut. I ain't worrying. I got too much other stuff to worry about now. It's like the old guy, I get filled up some blame full and everybody gets on my nerves. I just wrap up my hat and stick it in my pocket and I'm over here at the trailer lots and lots of times. Nobody knows I'm on, even on the place. You first walk over there and swear I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
I swear I wasn't even there.
Well, I'm just glad you got it. Well, you can do just that.
But I'm going there and ain't nobody going to, if people don't know I'm there, they ain't going to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tend to my business and hope everybody else is tending to theirs.
Where you put your car when you drive in there?
Up the lane.
Just going up there and nose in somewhere?
Yeah, and then turn and then walk back down the trail.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Because it's a thoroughfare there anyhow, there's so many, so much traffic.
Yeah.
Out there. Look over there and you see those big tail lights and like the parking lot back there.
That's what they use it for, the parking lot.
They're all Sunday school people, you know.
Yeah, them's the worst kind.
Yeah. It looks like they just opened it up for that purpose, don't it?
Yeah. Heck, that mule over, she didn't get out. She didn't get out.
She was. She didn't.
No, she was let out.
I imagine.
She was let out. That mule was let out.
Oh.
Yes, my fella.
She was accused of.
She was let out.
She just headed right over here. You could see her tracks. She didn't go to the left or the right.
She was the easiest thing to catch. She came right up to me.
I made $85 off her right quick. Still got four pieces of equipment left.
Yeah.
That was good.
I made $85.
Oh, I'd love to have had that mule.
I've got another one spotted.
Yeah. I don't need any more through here. I got too much now. All these cows out here, I don't know what in the world I'm going to do with all those cows. How to feed them, take care of them.
Well, I tell you, if they don't start doing me better at the university, I know what I'm going to do.
You can't make anything on a cow.
I'm going to quit. Well, I'm going to be forced to. If I don't make it, I ain't got my name on the payroll, there ain't no way they can get it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna sell that little Ford. I get it straightened up. I'm gonna sell it for 4.5. Just like Rick's. Same model.
Well, I hope it's like Rick's. I didn't drive it. I just rode in there once.
It's a good one. It's solid.
That's the lightest moving little car I ever saw in my life.
It's the truth. That's a nice car, Rick's got.
I've got new tires on it. Done a valve job on the engine. Transmission works good. Everything works good on it. It ain't got no air conditioning. It ain't got no radio. All it's got is power steering.
And it's a
66. 66
model. And it's straight gear?
No, it's automatic.
Yeah.
It's got that little V8 engine.
Yeah.
It's going to be very economical on gas. Very economical. No, it's a V8. That's a small V8, 289 V8.
Just like Rick's.
Yeah.
What do you have to do to it now, Cookie?
I've got to finish the valves. I want to adjust the valves and see what else I got to do to it. I want to check the brakes. I don't know what they're like. I want to check them. And clean it up.
Can't tell about the mileage.
You know that little Ford tractor, since it welded that thing, it just starts like it used to, just pushes and starts.
Yeah.
It's easy starting thing, yeah, so just eases any car. You suppose that's what's been the trouble all along?
Don't see how it could be, because the fan turned, everything else turned, the motor turned over.
It just stopped all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Or just as soon as he fixed that, it was in commission again. I didn't know Eddie was that much of a mechanic. I'd been sort of avoiding him, you know, just spark plugs or something like that.
Boy, he had a lot of comebacks, so I'll swear he had.
Oh, he does.
He gets in a hurry.
That's right. He got one motor tore up over there now to come back on him. He won't work on one hard unless he can pull the motor out.
Oh, really?
That's right. And he's got Frank in the same habit. Pull the motor out, by golly, to do a ring job or a valve job. But that's ridiculous.
Well, once he does that, then he got all them accessories to put back.
That's right, and that's what's come back on him so much.
You don't remember that. That was some time ago. But we had that little American motor thing.
Rambler.
It wore out when we got it, and we took it over there and let
Aaron.
Remodeling, and the motor ran all right, but none of the gadgets would work anymore. Couldn't tell the oil, the gas gauge, or the mileage, or anything about it anymore. All gone. And I said something to him about it, and he looked like he just had been off on a trip. He didn't quite know what I was talking about.
Shoot. Now that little Ford I got. Gas gauge work. I mean, everything works on it.
That's the first time I realized just how much there was to putting those accessories back in working order.
Well, you see what I've had to do to my truck. I put a new cab on it, a new frame on it. I had to move everything from the old beat-up parts to these new parts. New cab, everything off the frame onto the other one.
Why in the world did you do that?
It just takes time. Even the wiring had to be transferred.
Sure did. One man couldn't do that, could he?
I've done it, me and Harriet Ann.
You'll make a mechanic out of Hair Dan?
I'm going to have to. Frank won't help me.
Well, Hair Dan's smart.
She's smart. She's
a teacher. Teach her anything.
Buddy Lesson, she can pick it up. When she takes something off, she remembers where she took that off at, too.
Don't just teach her to wash dishes. Teach her everything. And let her live.
She don't like to wash dishes. She ain't going to wash no dishes as long as she can help me outside.
Well, that's good.
They ought to know things outside, because there's no reason why... It's shameful.
I was over here today working. This fella pulled in across the street over there. Was going to change his own tire. And he had a 69 Dodge car. Well, that stupid idiot, anybody would know better, took the jack out and put it under the edge of the car. between the doors. You know that doorpost that goes up down through there? He set the jack underneath the rocker panel there and was going to raise that car up like that. I think, well, you son of a bitch, if you're that stupid, I'll just let you go ahead. And he buried that jack right in one of them doors.
Awesome.
He sure did. Ain't ever did these tire chains. Anybody would have known better than that, I thought.
Well, not just anybody. I know one or two of it.
But he did. He stuck it under the rocker panel. Knowing a bumper jack is a bumper jack. That bumper's not around to the side between the doors.
I tell you.
I just sat there and laughed at it.
You never run into any of them that put the motor oil in the air filter. That's the damnedest thing, that old tractor. You got to take the hood off to put
the oil in it.
Yes. And there, the filter is setting up there. So if you sort of teed off with somebody, no doubt what you're putting that off. Air filter.
Yeah, I had to take the spark plugs out and blow a quart of oil out of the cylinder before it get turnover. Yeah.
That's right. Isn't it? they were the days, though.
I can see it. Took in.
We had a lot of fun and got a lot of work done.
Yeah, we got right smart.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Sure did.
We were on the way then.
Well on the way, yeah. And then here come this mower machine and just cut, by golly, the props out from under both of us at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, that mowing machine was a hazard. And I'll tell you another bad sign, although you didn't realize it or treat it that way, was this boy that took them pictures. He was a very bad sign.
You know, he won't speak to me now. He won't.
You didn't have anything to do with it.
I didn't have it, no. I mean, he just won't speak to me.
No.
I was sitting up at the graduate building yesterday. He walked right by me.
Yeah. I don't want anyone to fool around if he's going to act like that.
Guy paid him real well for those pictures.
Yeah.
Gave him a big check.
And he was going to give me the negatives. He don't do anything he says he'll do. But anyhow, he's just a boy. He'll learn.
I don't know whether he will or not.
But you see, you take the small things. That night you had the bluegrass music.
Yeah.
He'd come up there and eat, but he didn't hear the music.
No, he left.
He didn't have anything to do.
I saw Sharon yesterday at noon.
She's a nice girl.
Yeah, she don't have nothing to do with him no more.
Oh, really?
No. He took up with that other girl, Polly. Remember Rick, his roommate?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, him and Polly, they split up. Leonard and Sharon split up. And Leonard and Polly, they took up and... I'm telling you, they're living it up now. I see Polly every now and then. She speaks, but Leonard walked right by me yesterday and didn't even... Hell, I never done nothing to him.
You didn't do anything to him. Oh. And there's no reason why he shouldn't speak to you. You know, when Nick was first out here, he was one of the nicest boys we ever had. We didn't stay that way. And they don't last long.
I don't know what happened. I can't see that far ahead no more. I don't know what happened.
I don't know either. I can't figure it out.
It's like those boys that worked for me over there. The same bunch. But you know, they've even changed. Used to be they would go ahead and do a particular job. But it's like day before yesterday and yesterday I was doing some grading for sod. I had to lay my finger on every high spot.
Oh.
Sure did.
It's hard to know what goes on,
isn't it? Sure is, yeah. I guess I'm gonna get that position that's open.
Will it raise your salary?
10%. 10%.
Yeah.
That still won't take care of my needs. I still have to work extra.
Well, it's a shame you just can't come over here when you feel like it and just get lost.
I got a schedule, though. I got to be on that schedule.
Yeah.
Take Helen up 20 minutes after 6 of the morning. Time I get her home at 7 o'clock. I got to turn right back around and start back to Gainesville. Hardly have time to drink a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Be there by 8 o'clock.
Oh yeah. I'm telling you, the time goes when you're up on a schedule like that. Well, you don't see anybody anymore, Alvin, or?
No. Don't see nobody.
I didn't see anybody all summer. Just like a spell of sickness. Oh, it was hot. And I was pinned down on that desk all the time.
Yeah, it seemed like people are afraid of me. They won't get around, but they won't associate with me no more.
Well, that's silly. They let you out of the hospital.
Yeah, but people act just that way. They sure do.
Yeah.
But it don't make no difference to me. They don't associate with me. Like, hell, good. I'll go horse trading.
Jim and Suzanne got a job. Jim got a job. They stayed up in Georgia there until they got fed up with, you know, the family. You know they do that.
Yeah.
And they tried everywhere else, and they lit out one morning. They lit out for Texas. And he got there just at the right time. The man said, yes, sir, we got a job. We can't promise you. We can't give it to you until the 4th of October. But we got a job, you can have it. He got a job. Pays well. I don't know what well is. Traveling. Several states.
Yeah.
But not trees.
Well, what did they do with their horse and their trailer?
That's what I was going to tell you. That's what brought it all up. They're going to take that damn horse with them.
Damn. Who's he married to, her or the horse? Or who's she married to, him or the horse?
That damn horse. And he paid $450 for a trailer, don't you remember? To haul it in. He didn't ask anybody. Just went and done it. Now that's what you deal with, because that's what you're dealing with when you get in with these mutton heads you see up there.
Yeah, he told me right away from where I got my Cadillac parked. I'd been to Georgia and bought some saddles. Some tacks. And I showed him a good used saddle. That boy up there. And he told me, he said, I want you to get me one. Well, you know, I went up there and I bought three or four saddles. And I told him one day that I bought him a saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the day that he told me he wanted me to get him one, that next week he went and bought one somewhere.
And didn't say hello.
Didn't say hello, goodbye, or nothing about it. Of course, I made out on the saddle.
Oh, yeah.
I got one in the trunk out there now that I give $42 for. I've been off the $100 bill with
it. In the trunk?
Yeah. And I won't take it.
Was that good a saddle?
Yes, no, buddy. It's a good saddle. That's what that good saddle that I had on Riley that day. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
I've been off $100 for it. I get $42 for it and the bridle.
You can sell it and have the bridle left.
Yeah, but it's a small life saddle. It just fits me. And I deserve a good saddle when what little I ride just well as anybody.
Well, theoretically,
I deserve a saddle as good as anybody. If I didn't have it, I had to ride bareback.
Yeah, theoretically, you do a cookie, but you wouldn't keep it very long.
Yeah, I got that, and I've kept it longer than any of them yet.
Is that right?
Y'all would be interested in that little Ford, would you?
Cookie, I haven't got a nickel. I haven't.
Join the crowd.
No, sir. I need something. I need something.
You sure do.
Yeah.
I believe it'd really make you a good automobile.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of hate to get out in the traffic with a 53 Chevy. I don't mind getting out in the traffic, you know, but some will cut off the ignition or the wiring or the something. Put a new carburetor in it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even run. They do that. You can't tell when it's
you can't tell when it's gonna happen.
No. But around here, I had an old thing to pull it by. I thought I'd see if it'd fit on that. It'd be nice just to have be able to pull a little trailer on that.
Hitch.
I've got two or three out there. One of them you sold out there yourself. Probably wouldn't fit it. Do you buy them to fit a car?
Yeah. You buy them to fit the specific car that you're going to put them on.
Yeah. That wouldn't fit. I took one off of that old Chrysler that was on there, and it was put on there nice. It had a bolt in the bumper. It was fairly substantial.
Yeah.
And it had two in the frame.
Yeah.
And just short there. And you wouldn't want to haul a load of cattle on it. But just a little light trailer wouldn't hurt it.
I'm going to get me a stock trailer. Big trailer. Some way, somehow, I'm going to get me one.
Well, I got to the point where I figured that a stock trailer is almost, you could use it for almost any purpose.
You can.
If it's built right. Now, one of them little narrow ones with just two slots in it. You can't get a thing in there, but a horse or a cow. Oh, you ought to have seen it. They came out here to load the filly. They came out early, about 5 o'clock. They worked on that till dark. And they was further from loading her then than they was to start there. Mr. Helston, you see.
Yeah.
He called the plays. Well, the very first thing, you see, he got up there and started, got her nervous just by the way he let her up there. Come on in now, he says, you see. She back, so he didn't give her any rope. I thought they were going to tie her up in a sack or something and put her in there.
That old mule, I loaded her over there. She had never been loaded in a truck or trailer before.
Oh.
Loaded her like that.
She like it?
No, she didn't like it. No, she didn't like it. But I had her in there so quick she didn't have time to do nothing else. She made one jump and landed right in that trailer.
I just wish that you just happen up.
They wouldn't have let me load her though.
The hell they wouldn't. They would have gone around and sat down and told your fortune just to get you to help them load her.
I used to load that mule with. I had a 16-foot lariat rope, 2 halter ropes. That's what I used to load with.
And a paddle?
Never touched her.
How'd she jump?
She raised and was going to come backwards. She raised in front and was going to come backwards. Back out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when she raised up, I tightened up on the rope that I had around behind her.
Oh, you had it behind her, yeah.
I had a rope around behind her.
Mm-hmm.
I had a half hitch around the center of the trailer. I had one on the halter with a half hitch around up front. I knew she was going to be the devil to load.
Mm-hmm.
She had never been loaded before. I prepared for it.
Yeah. And you got the first trip.
When she reared up to make a lunge to come backwards, I pulled a rope around behind her. Then when she come down, I pulled this rope. There was no place else for her to go, only in the trailer. Now that's a lot, that sounds brutal. But that's a lot better than letting one fret itself to death.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't no fret. She was in there before she had time to start fretting.
Well, they had the lunge lines around her all right, but they just pulled the wrong ones.
At the wrong time.
At the wrong time.
Yeah. Well, the next day, or a day or two after that, they brought one of the neighbors, this woman out here, and she had a little trailer. Well, it had a little ramp on it. That helped, but it...
That's the quickest way there is to sour one on loading, is one of them ramps.
Yeah. Well, she got her in 5 minutes.
I could load her in 5 minutes the first time by myself.
And the filly didn't object at all. Didn't object at all. She got in there, and the lady pushed that door to her, and the filly looked around a little bit, had plenty of corn in that each, see. And it was some time before she realized what had happened, and then she'd give a lunge, a small one, and that's the end. But you know, that's the smartest horse I ever saw. All the way down that lane, she spoke. She spoke to everybody all the way down that lane. Now you see, Ajax, He was personal too, you see.
Yeah.
But he never spoke. He'd come up to him, everything.
Well, what'd Nick do with Ajax? Not changing the subject.
He's still got him up in Tennessee.
Yeah?
Still got him, and he's still a stallion. He's a beautiful horse. I have a picture of him.
Yeah? Did I ever show you the picture of my horse I got in West Virginia?
Mm-mm.
I got a beautiful horse from West Virginia. Oh, he's a beautiful thing. It looks like Rowdy.
Yeah. You got him over there at the house?
No, West Virginia.
Still up there?
Yeah, I haven't went and got him yet.
Who have you got over there now, big boy? And
just a little man, that's all.
He's on one?
No one more. When I get Tony down here, I'm going to trade places. I'm going to take Babe up to Hawthorne and put Tony with Rowdy and make things show up a lot better. Rowdy's a Pinto and Tony's a Pinto. I'm going to work them together.
Yeah. Well, they show up mighty well now. Babe's a little peppery.
Yeah, that's what Babe mean.
Yes, a little bit on the mean side.
But the children like to ride her.
That's why I'll take her up there. They can play and ride her and get some good out of her.
She's not mean to them.
No, she is mean to another horse.
Yeah.
The little man, he's mean to another horse. Well, maybe they can thrash things out among themselves.
Well, they don't hurt each other. I don't believe in that. Put a fence in the middle.
Oh, fencing in the middle. I'll let Frank. I'll catch one of them and take an after the other one and catch them just right. Take that 12 gauge shotgun of mine and fill a shell full of salt and just burn them up. They ain't gonna run no more. They won't run no more. No, salt. It don't hurt them, it just scares, it just burns them, and then the crack of the gun just scares the life out of them. They won't do it no more.
Ice cream salt.
Yeah. Or any kind of salt. Coarse salt. Boy, it just burns them up. And they ain't going no more. We used to have an old cow. You couldn't get her in the barn and save your neck. Daddy just went out and traded for her, and she would not go in the barn. And it was raining one day, and one evening, and I had to do the milking. I decided I'd put old Daisy in the barn. Well, she just wouldn't go in the barn. Well, I didn't take the shot out and put salt in. I shot her with the shot. I was hoping it'd kill her. She got up in the upper end at the bottom, you know, and turned around and looked at me and bawled. I cut down on that shotgun, and she jumped about 2 foot in the air and let out a beller. Man, she took off of that barn, and that door wasn't big enough for her to get in. She went in the barn. From that time on, when I called Daisy to go in the barn, Daisy went in the barn.
Yeah.
She didn't want that shotgun no more.
Yeah. Just one time's enough.
One time, and that'll do it. Once over lightly does it, buddy.
Yeah.
You see, the salt, it won't, they don't penetrate. They'll never know, you'll never know it. But they'll just stop real quick.
Yeah.
And they won't move a muscle. Not one muscle will they move after that hits them, and they hear that that noise, crack of the gun. Boy, they won't move a muscle. They won't run no more.
Well, I guess they learn fast.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, that mule, you know, a fella, Cookie, when I come out here, if I'd had a mule and just no cows and a little irrigation thing, maybe a one horse motor with a rain bird, whatever they call them, and
right,
put in some collards and all, and have it around the calendar, I'd been so much better off than I am now. I get these big feed mills and all like that. Oh, God, oh my. I don't have anything to show. I don't even have a good mess of greens to show for it.
Cows eat up all the wild ones, don't they?
Yeah. And right out there, that was a first-rate garden. See, I ruined it. I took the soil off and put the clay on top.
Yeah.
Right out there. Oh, Miss Boyles had garden out there. It was a little rocky down that end, but it even grow down that end. When I think, Lord help us.
Many of these entrepreneurs have freedom from risk. Richard Falkels, stopping student disorders at San Francisco State College. Today, Hayakawa resigned as the university's president, saying he'll stay on until June or until a new man can be found. He's 66, already past the retirement age. On the New York Stock Exchange,
and thereby hangs a tell you, I like molasses. Good old country sorghum, and thereby hangs a tune.
Good old country sorghum in the night, and then the sun and the fire. And they trickle down my chin, I just listen off again. That's the way I like to think of
all. At Gold Rush Junction in the Smokies, Jim Ball sings a song of sorghum for the tourists. It is the anthem of the season. For all through these mountains, they're cutting the sorghum cane for a sweet purpose.
That's the end of Channel 2 Right, and the end of the visit with Cookie, with Rick, just Cookie, with Faye.